National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah on Friday alleged that the deadly attacks in a rather peaceful Jammu region reflects the failure of the BJP and they should seek forgiveness from the residents of Jammu and Kashmir, the PTI reported. According to PTI, he claimed that the BJP, by accusing the NC, Congress and PDP for terrorism in the Union Territory, has given a clean chit to Pakistan. What is the situation of militancy in the Jammu region, where our brave force personnel are targeted quite frequently? BJP should first reply why militancy spread to Jammu region after 2014, especially in the last 3 years when its graph went up, the former chief minister said. There is not a single place in Jammu where terror attacks have not taken place, whether it is Chinab Valley, Pir Panjal region, Rasi, Kathua, Udhampur, Jammu and Samba. This reflects their, BJP government's, failure, and the party should accept it and seek forgiveness from the people, he said. Talking to reporters on the sidelines of Sunil Verma's election rally in Udhampur East Assembly segment, Omar cited the statements of Amit Shah blaming National Conference, Congress and PDP for terrorism and said, when the BJP leaders speak within JNMK, they blame us, but when they are outside the Union Territory they hold Pakistan responsible. They, BJP leadership, do not talk in one voice. If we are responsible, then why are they not talking to Pakistan? You are blaming us for terrorism from the soil of JNMK, thus giving a clean chit to Pakistan. They are making contradictory statements and taking in different tones to mislead the public, he said to PTI. However, he claimed that NC speaks in one voice within and outside Jammu Kashmir. When PTI asked about the BJP's criticism of his party manifesto, he replied, "But you expect that they will appreciate our manifesto? They are fighting the elections against us and it is evident that they will oppose our manifesto. I'm happy and want to thank them for their reaction. We are a small regional party having no stakes outside JNMK, but they made our manifesto a topic of discussion across the country. Hardly any union minister or BJP chief minister had not talked about our manifesto. I am thankful to BJP," he added. On BJP targeting him by name, Abdullah said, "Despite being out of power for so long, if the Prime Minister or Home Minister is remembering me in their speeches, that means I have done something good." According to the PTI, the NC leader said that the BJP is nervous because of the poor performance in the first two phases of the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. There was no special performance by BJP in the first two phases, on September 18 and 25. They are nervous. Our internal reports said that their candidate from Naushera constituency, JNMK BJP chief Ravinder Rana, is unlikely to save his seat. They are faced with such a situation and are targeting us. They are free to target us, he said. Earlier, while addressing the joint gathering of workers in NC and Congress, he said that the BJP is saying if we form the government, terrorism will get revived. We have completely wiped out terrorism from Jammu before 2014, but this double engine government facilitated its return. They are saying attacks will be carried out on pilgrims. The reality is that the attacks had taken place under their rule. Whether it was an attack on Amarnath pilgrims in Kashmir in July 2017, when BJP and PDP were in the government, or Shiv Khori pilgrims, June 2024, he said, criticizing BJP for not only reviving terrorism in Jammu but also growing unemployment and destroying JNMK, except dividing the people on the name of religion, they, BJP, do not know anything else, he said. Asking the people to stand united against the divisive policies and to strengthen the secular forces. Out of 90 seats, he said, NC is in direct fight with BJP on only 5 seats, but it is mostly targeting our party, our manifesto, our leadership. Home Minister announced results yesterday, even as 40 seats are going to polls in the last phase. On October 1, was he in possession of some magic wand through which he knows the outcome of voting? They are using everything to mislead the people, he said, PTI reported. With PTI inputs,